Alrighty, welcome to the third episode of the Millennial Minute Podcast. First off, for this episode, I would like to begin with something that happened at my school this week. So, basically, last week, what was the week? It was on around the 23rd or 22nd, Thursday and Friday, a freshman at my school asked another freshman, who is a personal friend of mine, I'm not going to use any names or anything, if he wanted to shoot up the school with him. And fortunately, no one got shot, no one was hurt, everyone is fine. But I don't know exactly how the threat spread, I don't know who reported it, I don't know if this kid who wanted to shoot up the school was telling other people, or maybe his parents found out, or some of his friends' parents found out, or if it was a kid who reported it. The school never really disclosed any of that. But basically, the school sent out an email once the social media virus had spread all of this, and I do admit I was a part of that, probably because I was talking to my friend once another colleague of mine had said, "Hey, have you heard about this kid who wants to shoot up the school?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Talk to Mr. Freshman Friend." And so I talked to him, and he said, "Honestly, I don't care what the school says. I do not trust this kid. He is fucked up enough to do it. Do not go to school." So, on Monday, I did not go to school like many other students. The rumor was that he was going to commit this terrible act during our school mass, because we just got a new building and they wanted to commemorate it or something like that. And so a lot of people assumed that if they just went after mass, that everything would be fine and that there would be no risk. And yeah, that I agree with that. And so a lot of kids also did that. And the school, they sent out an email saying, "Okay, we have called the police, we contacted the police, they are going to be at school for this week," and they were, I'll give them that, and they said that they did an investigation and that they said that the threat was not real, it was really just a rumor. Now, I don't believe that it was, I mean, you can't just call something a rumor because it hasn't happened yet. This kid actually said this in person and over text. So, you can't just call something a rumor because it hasn't happened yet. That's why, I mean, fucking everything is a rumor then, goddamn. But the part that bothered me was that they said there was no threat. And, okay, we investigated him. Okay, so you questioned this kid and you did, like, a psychological examination. I've taken psychological tests, and it's very easy to tell what the people who are testing you want to hear. So if this kid actually was going to do it, I don't know. Maybe he was going to do it, and this whole thing just stopped him. Hopefully it did. And even better, hopefully he never was going to at all. But the fact that school wouldn't be delayed, that they didn't do anything. There was a potential risk that kids were going to be killed and that our school would be a national tragedy, and they still had school in session. And that is just, that's too far. I can't believe they would risk that. And when kids were coming into school late, teachers were saying, "Oh, I'm disappointed in you." Really? So your students' lives isn't as important as them coming in on time? Is that real? It fucking blows my mind how these people think. And I didn't go to school at all that day, but I understand why people skip the mass. I mean, if this kid was going to commit this act at any time during a mass where kids were in a huge mass together, literally, would be a perfect time to do it. If he started opening fire, what would the police do if he was in the middle of a crowd? Would they just shoot at him or charge him? If they tried shooting at him, they might hit other people, and then that would be an even bigger issue. Charging him, I mean, how long will that take? And then, other people were like, well, they could just stop him from coming to the school, so they're going to search every single kid by face and say, "Oh, that's the kid, don't let him in." Or they're going to say, "Oh, that's the kid, just search him for weapons." Okay, so they find the kid, they search him for weapons. I mean, this kid has to have thought this through a little bit. Maybe he gave his weapon to somebody else, and then they just gave it to him. I don't know if someone would do that. I mean, I'm sure there are other people who are fucked up in this world. There obviously are. But anyway, the point is that our school potentially risked it. And that's just so fucking scary to think about. Like, I've always heard about this stuff, but I never thought that I would ever be in any way near as close as I was to a school shooting. Or any public shooting, or anything of the sort. But fortunately, it never happened, and I'm pretty sure the kid was expelled. That's what I've heard around the rumor mill. Now, moving on to my next topic. I don't really know how much I'm going to say about this, but first of all, I'm gonna get my political views out of the way. Basically, I have conservative economic views, and I have, I guess, more of a liberal social view of how we should treat people. Granted, I do think people should earn what they get, but there is, after a certain part, people who can't work for themselves physically or mentally, then they should be helped out a little bit. So that's my, basically, take on welfare in 30 seconds. Why are we still voting on gay marriage rights? I really don't understand that, why we're still doing that as a nation. Why are we voting for whether people get rights or not? This whole country was founded on independence and getting treated the way we should be treated. If all men were created equal, all men and women, then everybody should have equal opportunity and the chance to have a happy life, the pursuit of happiness. Am I wrong? Now, I know that older generations, or even people in my age, they may be uncomfortable with the idea of homosexuality. I mean, I'm heterosexual. It's obviously, or clearly, not something that I find ideal. I don't feel that way. I wouldn't do it. But that doesn't mean I have the right to tell someone else they can't do it. And I think that we've been waiting, or that this whole process has taken too fucking long. We shouldn't be doing this by states. If Obama's gonna do anything, or Congress, they should just make it a law that you can't stop people from getting married based on their sexuality, or Who else knows what? This whole country is founded on Christian values, and Christianity is loving and accepting each other. I go to a Catholic school, it gets shoved down my throat every day about how we're supposed to accept each other and be nice, but at the same time, we have entire states that don't want to allow people to get married based on the way that they live their life. Whether you think it's a choice or it's something you're born with, I don't care. You don't get to decide what other rights people have. If you are a citizen of the United States, you should be given the laws and the privileges of living in the United States. The rights of every single person who lives here. And I know for a fact, one day we're going to look at this and be like, how the hell did we live with ourselves? I mean, you can look at the 60s and the civil rights movement back then. How could anyone be so blatantly racist and not letting people have rights and privileges just because the color of their skin? There are no races. We are human. That is the race. And the same, it doesn't matter if you're a homosexual or not. We shouldn't allow the government to stop us from being happy because of those minimal things. It doesn't make you a worse person for what you believe in. I don't know, I suppose it's just the mindset of the older generation. I mean, if you look back, it tends to be more racist as we go, and obviously more homophobic, and I think my generation is probably has come the farthest out of all of them towards acceptance and tolerance. Because if you accepted everybody, if you were tolerant of everybody, there wouldn't be any wars overseas. We wouldn't have our young men and women dying because other people just plain don't like another group of people solely from what they believe. And they believe, oh, this land is ours, this land is theirs, and that whole bullshit. If everyone just got along, there would be no killing, there would be no death, and everyone would be fine. All right, let's move on from my babbling to, I don't know, I guess let's discuss for a little bit wars in the Middle East, or our current situation in wars. Now, my brother is going to be a Marine. He's doing ROTC right now, and my father served in the Air Force for like 23 years. Now, I respect the military. I thank them for their service. I'm glad they fight for our freedom. I'm proud to say that. But what you have to understand about these wars is our troops aren't going over there because they want to kill. They're going over there because their job is to defend us. And if you have to go somewhere else for that, sure, that's fine. But I just have something that, I don't know, I was thinking today in class, and it kind of made me question a lot of stuff. Should we be killing people to prove that killing is wrong? I'm saying this about all fighting in general. I'm not saying about the specific wars in the Middle East at the moment. I'm talking about, in general, should anyone kill someone else to prove that killing is wrong? Take that as you may, I just think that morality has a very gray line to it. Now, as I have ranted before, I would like to continue ranting on my views about school. First off, I think education is a pretty necessary thing on basic levels and for specific jobs, a more complicated level. I don't have a problem with getting an education. I have a problem with the way our school systems do that now. First of all, scholars used to learn for a fucking living. Now, we will spend the rest of our lives in debt just to learn. So that really fucking kicks me in the ass every time I think about that. Second, well, I don't know. A couple years back, we had people from Pakistan come, and we had people from Israel come. And they kind of were just talking to us about the Middle East and the way they see the wars and stuff. And we started asking a lot of questions, and some of them were like, what is school like there? And the way school works for them, basically around when kids are in high school, they pick a track. And that track will determine what kind of jobs they can get, and then they take classes that fits that track. They take the necessary educational courses so they know how to do their job. It's proficient, it isn't a waste of time. Now I know that it's kind of hard, and I hate it when people ask me, what do you want to do when you grow up? Well, who the hell knows? People change their minds all the time, so the track thing is kind of flawed, and that works better in college after your 2 years of gen ed. But in high school, we are demanded by the school to learn all these other things that we have no interest of because it's just required by the competitive machine that will let us into college just so we can advance. We have to learn things we don't want to learn that won't help us and that a lot of stuff we probably won't use. Well, it's good to be well-rounded. I understand that. But this is just going fucking overboard. Our grades now will determine our entire college life, and that could or could not determine how we live the rest of our lives. Probably not, but it still could. And the fact that we are writing our future on material that we could, one, care less about, and two, that we will probably forget very soon after we graduate college. Like, I don't plan to use calculus getting a music or film degree, okay? So why am I stressing myself out and getting sleepless nights because I'm worrying about a test because this is going to determine my grade point average, which is going to determine the way colleges look at my resume or my application, and they just say, oh, he's not worth it because he didn't do well enough in a class that he's not going to use when he grows up. I don't plan to be an engineer. I don't plan to use that kind of class. So why should I have to take it? Just because all these other people are taking it doesn't mean I should have to. If we have to choose what we want to do when we grow up at such a young age, then you should at least let us choose the classes that will help us achieve those goals. They have all these expectations of us that we're supposed to be acting like adults, but our responsibilities, I mean, we're not allowed to do anything that adults are allowed to do. You can't expect things that adults would do from us and then still treat us like kids. And something that people continuously forget about is that it's a lot more competitive now than it was 20 years ago. Mainly because there are a lot more people, so standards are set higher. So it's harder for the average Joe like me to get anywhere special being a fucking average Joe. I don't have 400 hours of community service, and I don't have a 4.0 GPA. But then again, I kind of feel like the reason why we're so stressed about college and where we go to college is just the whole high school experience. If you go to an in-state college, you don't go out of state to some Ivy League school, you'll be just as fine, you'll still get a good job, you'll still be happy. So, there's no need to worry. Everything's hunky-dory. Alright, thank you very much for tuning in and listening. That was this week or every 2 weeks podcast. I'll be back soon, depending on how school is treating me and how tired I am. I'll try to keep things regular, but thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.